BBC complains as Twitter brands public broadcaster government-funded media. By Kurt Zindelka on April 10, 2023. Britain's public broadcaster, the BBC, has complained after Twitter slapped its main account with a government-funded media tag, joining the likes of NPR in America. The British Broadcasting Corporation has formally objected to being labeled as government-funded media on Twitter, writing to the Elon Musk-run social media giant to resolve the situation as soon as possible after its main account with over 2 million followers received the label over the weekend. As Britain's public broadcaster, the BBC receives most of its funding from a £159 annual television license fee, which every UK resident who watches live television is forced to pay, regardless of whether they watch the BBC or not. Should a resident fail to pay the license fee, they face criminal fines, the non-payment of which could result in jail time. The BBC has attempted to argue that the label is incorrect because its funding derives from the license fee, which they claim is technically different from a government tax. In an email to the public broadcaster, Mr. Musk wrote, "We are aiming for maximum transparency and accuracy. Linking to ownership and source of funds probably makes sense. I do think media organizations should be self-aware and not falsely claim the complete absence of bias. All organizations have bias, some obviously much more than others. I should note that I follow BBC News on Twitter because I think it is among the least biased." Curiously, the Twitter tag was only applied to the main BBC account, which mostly promotes television programming, and not its affiliated accounts that actually focus on news and politics. Although Twitter has applied the government-funded media tag to America's National Public Radio, NPR, which receives some of its funding from taxpayer dollars, Twitter has yet to slap the label on other public broadcasters in Europe, such as Germany's Deutsche Welle, Italy's RAI, or France Television's, among others. It also appears that the policy is attempting to differentiate between media organizations that receive government funding and those controlled directly by the government, including Chinese propaganda networks such as CGTN, which is currently labeled by Twitter as China state-affiliated media. Under the Royal Charter, the BBC is guaranteed editorial independence from the government but is mandated to report news in an impartial and unbiased manner. Although the BBC does not appear to align politically with the current Conservative government, it has frequently been accused of holding the metropolitan liberal bias common among elites in Westminster, having previously banned climate change skeptics from its airwaves as well as allegedly suppressing Eurosceptic views in favor of those who supported the UK remaining in the EU. The public also widely believes that the broadcaster is biased, with a 2019 poll from Norstat finding that nearly two-thirds of Britons thought the BBC was biased. A separate poll from YouGov found that only 44% had faith in journalists at the BBC to be truthful, compared to 48% who did not trust their reporting. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.